This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle, about the choices that we make every single day. Literally, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can go to the next level with your health and with your life. So whatever you're dealing with, realize that we can make a change. But it all comes down to our choices. Let's kick it off and go with Dave. Hi, Dave.
Throughout the evening and every time I wake up, I eat a lot of cookies or sweets. I would say I'm in fairly good shape. I'm 35. I'm not overweight or anything like that. I eat very well. I don't smoke. I don't drink. But, for the past maybe 10 years, 15 years, I've had this issue. I've had a few sleep stuff done. They've tried a CPAP. They've tried a dental device, and I just cannot sleep the night.
Okay. Well, a couple things. Here's the deal when it comes to something like that. I mean, with cravings and with sweets, typically, obviously blood sugar levels are not what they where they need to be in the body. And they're not stabilized, I guess is the best way to put it. And the other issue that you want to look at too are dopamine levels. Now, we're talking about brain chemistry when we start throwing around these terms. Dopamine is a brain chemical, and it really has to do, it's kind of that feel-good chemical. When dopamine levels are up, we feel good. And you eat chocolate, your dopamine levels go up. And so when they're up and they feel good, that's what you have to look at. You say, okay, what's causing that to really happen? What's causing that to be low, first of all, and what's causing your brain to need that? Well, a poor diet on a regular basis is are one of the big deals. And so that is something to look at. All right. So you're changing, you're modifying your diet, getting plenty of good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables and healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, that sort of thing. Those are all really important to eat on a regular basis. But you have to look at what levels and what brain chemicals are off, because sweet cravings can be dealing with blood sugar issues, but also thyroid conditions potentially, and then also dopamine levels. So putting all of that together on a regular basis is what matters. And that's what should be focused on, and that's what should be looked at. And I would get some blood testing done. Of course, they can do a urinalysis test for dopamine to see what the levels are. But getting that figured out a lot of times can be an issue. Now, you can just take an herbal, which is out there on the market, like Gymnema, which is one. And that can be looked at and worked with. But at the end of the day, the sweet cravings, mental type issues are typically where it's caused, and nutritional deficiencies. So getting your doctor and have them take a look at that is typically one of the better ways to go. And that's what I would advise you, and talk with your doctor and get some testing done just to find out what the values are, and then you can get some research done to go from there. All right. 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go online. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Carl in Fort Worth, Texas says, eggs. He said, I've heard they're good for you, and I've heard they're bad for you. Can you please tell me once and for all, should I eat eggs? That's a great question. I mean, eggs, again, I think are very, very good for you. And now the American Heart Association has really come out with a pretty bold statement, and they're saying that two eggs every single day is actually good for heart health and cardiovascular health. they're some of the best protein sources. And the egg yolk itself has components in it like choline and lecithin. And they're extremely beneficial for the overall heart health and for your brain health. You know that choline and lecithin inside the egg yolk actually increases acetylcholine in the brain. And when that happens, it increases memory. It allows your brain to function at a better level, increases cognitive function. So great, great things can happen with those foods. I would look into those because at the end of the day, eggs are phenomenal. And part of a diet, unless you've got some weird allergy to eggs, they are very, very good. Of course, kids do well with them, adults and the like. I think they need to be part of a steady diet. And if you're into exercise and all, they're great for muscle recovery. There's got a lot of great benefits from eggs. But eat them together. Don't split out the egg whites too often. If you do want to do a lot of the egg whites because you're concerned about some of the fat or if you have a gallbladder issue or something, maybe split it up, but at least include some of the yolks in that because getting those will help the digestion of the protein of the egg as well. 888-283-7272. Give me a call. We're going to go to Hank right now. Hi, Hank.
Question in reference to sleeping. I'm just trying to figure out if I take 2 Benadryl every night, and I have been for a long time now. I'm wondering if that's healthy or if it's okay to do that. It's just something to help me fall asleep, and that's just what I guess I've got sort of addicted to at this point.
Well, a couple things on that. With sleep issues, first you got to figure out, regardless if it's CPAP or not, you have to figure out what brain chemicals are really being affected. And serotonin is one of the big ones. So serotonin is the one that keeps you asleep. So if you go to sleep but you can't stay asleep, a lot of times serotonin is kind of the blame. So you need to figure that out and then find out what your levels are. And then nutritionally, there's a lot you can do to support serotonin levels in the brain. And there's, of course, 5-hydroxytryptophan. Melatonin has been known to help for that. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. All of those are very beneficial at helping support those levels. So that's what I would encourage you to look at, is to kind of check and see. And your doctor can check those. I mean, most times, if you've got sleep issues, they can use the sleep medications, which is pretty common, Ambien and the like, or a lot of times they will go with, you know, just looking at regular antidepressant medications. That's why people that they're not sleeping well, and a doctor will suggest an antidepressant. It's not because you're depressed, per se, but they're looking to get those serotonin levels up where they need to be. And at that moment is where everything begins to shift and everything begins to change. So I would encourage you to look at that along the way, for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call right now or go online. Let's go to Randy now. Hi, Randy.
Concerned, and I've wanted to get some remedy for a kidney function of effect. My creatinine is very high, and they say it's on the border of going to kidney failure. What do I take or do to improve that kidney function? Lower the creatinine reading. Right now, mine is 3.6. And I know the ordinary value should be less than 1.2 or something like that. Okay, I'm trying to find out things that I need to do to lower that.
Yeah, one of the big issues with kidneys and lowering that, a lot of times dehydration can be one of the main reasons the creatinine levels go up. But I would also look at your protein consumption and have a dietitian or nutritionist work with you on overall dietary protein that you put in on a regular basis. Cutting that down typically can support creatinine levels and can be quite helpful.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
For your life, just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting her gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do. With gallbladder, you obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. I mean, when you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids. And they're the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So, again, stress plays a big role in the body. And we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show. But acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up. Meat, fish, eggs, those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels, and phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not taste good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. A lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. Now remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got a degree in kinesiology and education. I've played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight, but now I'm up to 220 and I'm 6'2", 242, and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player, so I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down when I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8-hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for one to two mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every – and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere,
yep,
then that would be really good to do. That right there – and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important. And
yep.
But the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing. And if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system, that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's just really important to get up and get moving in certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just to keep your weight down, but for your overall health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check out website. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. You can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can also lifestyle your way out. It's true. The body changes every single day, and the choices that we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So reality is, it's all about the choices that we make each day. Going to the phones, let's talk with Donna. Hi, Donna.
I've been diagnosed with hyperparathyroidism, and they said they would have to remove it, so I was wondering, are there any alternatives?
Well, here's the thing. With the thyroid, that you have to look at. One of the things you've got to look at is iodine. And having someone check you, getting some testing done for iodine levels is very, very important. The reason being is iodine is the number one trace mineral used by the thyroid, and the gland itself is extremely dependent on it. So we don't get it much in our diet. In the 80s, they took it out and replaced it with bromide. So your doctors can run a simple little test, a urinalysis test, and they can see what your iodine levels are. Finding out what the iodine levels are will make a big, big difference. Okay, that's first and foremost. Then on the medication side, if you have to take meds, ask your doctor about Armour or Natrathroid. Both of those are really good. They support the thyroid gland, but they also push the thyroid to continue to make some of its own. And that's what I like about it. Plus, they're from a natural source, and the derivative is natural. So if your body can handle that and you do well with that, it's definitely a great way to go. I would look into that first and foremost to get a good game plan together. And then at that point, what you can do is, of course, if it's medically necessary that you have to do that, great. If not, then you can support it naturally. Now, don't forget about foods, okay? Foods support the thyroid gland, really, and every other system in the body, but your basic foods, like your broccoli, cauliflower, and all the different cruciferous vegetables, if you have a slow thyroid, hypo, okay, hypo means low, if you have a slow thyroid at that point, then you have to be a little bit careful on that, because one thing you want to do and make sure is that you're eating the kind of foods that will support healthy thyroid function, and that's what I'll encourage you to do, is to look at that. And then, of course, things like coconut oil, which you cook with and you can put in your smoothies. Getting a couple tablespoons of that a day has been known and shown in studies to be supportive to the thyroid glands. All this great information is amazing. All right. Gluten-free diets. That's another thing, by the way. Gluten-free, when the thyroid, typically can be very helpful. But gluten is a protein that's found in most grains, and we hear a lot about it now. Gluten-free this, gluten-free that. What does that even mean? Gluten-free. Don't take away my bread. That's what I get hit with all the time, is don't take my bread away. Don't take the pasta away. For a period of time, it's good to cut those out. You don't have to cut it out completely. Going gluten-free does help in a lot of ways. But the encouraging piece of that I think is really important, is getting to see if you're gluten-sensitive or not. Now, if you're celiac and have celiac disease, then gluten can be a strong challenge to the body as a whole, and you really have to look at that. But again, if you're just gluten sensitive, then cutting out gluten altogether can help a host of issues. I mean, from fatigue to brain fog, all these kind of issues can be quite challenging. So looking at gluten and removing it can be helpful. But they're saying now that the long-term damage in the intestines could raise the risk of hip fractures in people with celiac disease, a new study says. So at the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, they were talking about gluten and people who ate it, and how when they avoided it, it allowed their digestive tract to begin to heal. And they're saying now that the research confirmed that patients that had a higher rate of hip fractures when tissue damage persisted over time became quite the challenge. And sticking to a gluten-free diet is crucial, they said, for minimizing tissue damage and reducing the risk of serious fractures that could cause other complications. The celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder that affects about 1% of people in the United States. And it's known that people with celiac disease are at a heightened risk for broken bones, but it wasn't clear if their fracture risk remained high long after they began a gluten-free diet. So in the study, though, the physicians, they said they debated whether people with celiac disease actually benefit from follow-up in these sorts of things, but they're now finding that removing gluten as a whole for people that deal with any of these issues, especially with celiac disease, is of a great benefit. So, again, good information when you're dealing with something like this, because the challenge is with celiac disease so many times that people struggle. I mean, it's, if you ever see someone that eats wheat or some kind of grain that has celiac, the cramping and the bloating and just the digestive-related challenges that go along with this can make them almost just deathly ill. So pulling them off of that, many doctors do, of course, and nutritionists will create little protocols and game plans for them, and they do quite well. It's fantastic to see. 888-283-7272. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about, you can go to our website, find out information there, and, of course, get the help that you need. the people that are struggling with whatever, and our providers that we're growing all around the country are able to help you with whatever you're struggling with. We're going to go now to Linda. Hi, Linda.
My daughter was diagnosed as having lupus. She also has rheumatoid arthritis. Her eyelashes came out first, and all of her hair has come out. She has terrible pain near the front of her eyes, and her she can't hardly see at night now. They're supposed to do a CAT scan on her. She said she has sores in her head, and it's just terrible pain near her eyes. And she said sometimes her nose bleeds.
Okay. Well, if the nose is bleeding, and that's a bit of a challenge, one thing I would encourage you to do, for the most part, is as the doctors are going through and they're looking at everything that you have, and of course, they've got all the tests, and they're looking through. If she has lupus, depending on the severity of it, and again, with what you're telling me, if that's the case and that's all documented in her chart and whatnot, they have to come up medically with a pretty solid game plan for that. From a natural perspective, lowering the inflammation in the body is going to be a big key for her and a big help. She's got to get a nutritionist or someone to coach her along the way in this. Because with autoimmune disease like lupus, there's the theory that, you know, it can be on, a light switch can be on full power and the lights are really bright in the room, or you can turn it all the way down on the dimmer switch and really affect these sorts of things. So I would encourage you, as you look through that, to really look at some of the natural ways to support her and talk to her about it. I mean, if she's not willing to change her diet and not willing to change her lifestyle choices, then nothing's going to help. But she has to have someone to get in there radically with her and make some changes, and she's got to be willing to go completely probably opposite of how she's been living. Because lupus is no joke. And as she's seeing, and the symptoms can be very severe depending on her situation. So I would encourage her first to get on a low inflammatory based diet, focus on that, follow that, and get someone to guide her in that. I think it's going to be one of her best weapons in a health challenge like this, is to take responsibility herself, which, I mean, that's what the doctors and the providers, they can't do. They really can't jump in and make any of these changes. I mean, she has to do that. So one of the challenges, and one thing I would encourage you to do in this, is to really make sure that she does get to a place where she takes responsibility and she kind of changes her outlook and get a good team around her. That's going to be quite helpful. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call or go online, go to the website. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. Our food for the day we're going to talk about is oregano. And oregano is really, really amazing. Now, I like it because you can get it in the oil, which really doesn't taste that great. But it's powerful in what it does. And then, of course, you can get the herbs and the flakes and whatnot. It'd be very, very helpful. So if you've ever seen that, they're loaded as being an antibacterial. They're great at that. So Pseudomonas and Staphylococcus bacteria, they're fantastic. Documented research on how they can kill and just remove those bad bacteria. And also, actually, they did studies. Researchers found that it was more effective with Giardia. So, you know, when you go into Mexico, the whole Giardia, which is so dangerous to get, they're saying now that their oil of oregano can be more effective than the most commonly prescribed prescription drugs. So that's power. I mean, think about that. And it's all natural, and it's everything that we get from our foods. So the other one is it's got a lot of antioxidant activity. So thymol and rosemaric acid have been shown to create a function with potent antioxidants that can really help BHTs and BHAs and really remove a lot of the oxidation that happens within the cells. So they're really good at that. And, of course, as a nutrient-dense spice, they're loaded with fiber. So if you do the flakes and put them in your foods, they're loaded with fiber and can help with the colon. And also, they're saying, can help clear a lot of the cancer-causing toxins and bile salts out of the colon as well. So a couple things to think about. Food of the day, oregano, something great to spice up your foods. And also, if you want to use the oil as well, it's a great kind of alternative to support your immune system along the way. Coming up, more information about your health. We're going to go back to the phones. We see you there. Don't go anywhere. And also send me an email if you need to, right there at the website.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, well, we want to help you. No matter what it is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So remember, it's all about choices that we make every single day. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And they've got these things called smart contact lenses. And of course, they're saying now they can measure blood sugar levels in diabetics. So Google is actually working on these smart contact lenses that would measure blood sugar glucose levels in the tears of people with diabetes. If successful, the contacts would offer diabetics a painless and more convenient alternative to having to prick themselves to get blood to put in the test strips, and they're an electronic reader that can collect the data. The prototype contact lenses have minuscule wireless chips, and the glucose sensors are able to measure the sugar levels per second. The LED lights inside the lenses would also flash when the sugar levels are too low. Now, Google has conducted clinical research studies on the contact lenses and is in discussions with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They're saying now that this isn't the first attempt to develop such a device. In 2011, Microsoft teamed with the University of Washington to create contact lenses with glucose sensors to really be able to monitor these and make things a little bit easier for everyone along the way. Let's go to Frank now on the lines. Hi, Frank.
I have a question regarding prostate care. And I was wondering if you could get some information for me about that.
Yeah, prostate is, I mean, obviously it's a growing concern for guys. And the younger generation guys are actually getting diagnosed with benign prostatic hypertrophy, the BPH. And it's pretty common, but, I mean, there's a lot of great natural solutions for that you really can do to support good prostate health. Number one is eating an avocado on a regular basis. Now, if you've got BPH and your doctor's got you on a round of antibiotics, I mean, obviously you want to stick to that. If you're wanting to figure out good ways to support prostate health, go look at some of the research on avocados. There's a component in there called beta-sitosterol, and it's been shown in studies to be very helpful at supporting good prostate health. The other one to be looked at is also nettle root. Nettle root is great for blocking the DHT. It's got similar mechanisms of what a lot of the mainstream medications like the Proscar will do as far as supporting the blocking of the dihydrotestosterone. And then there's some other great ones out there. You can look at like pumpkin seed oil, salt palmetto. They can all be very helpful just to support it. Again, this is not some cure. It's just things you can do in your diet that are foods that are supportive for good prostate health. And again, take a peek at that, and that should be able to help you along the way. 888-283-7272. A lot of muscle-building exercises, they're saying now, can reduce women's diabetes. So lifting weights and other muscle-building workouts reduce women's risk of diabetes, according to a new study. The researchers analyzed data collected from nearly 100,000 U.S. nurses over 8 years and found that those that lifted weights and did press-ups or similar resistance workouts were less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. And this was from the BBC News. But compared with inactive women, those who did at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity and at least an hour of muscle strength training a week were a third less likely to develop diabetes. And it was already known that Regular aerobic workouts can help prevent type 2 diabetes, and previous studies have shown that muscle-building exercises protect men against the diabetes as well. So weight training as a whole has been known to be quite helpful. It supports, I'm just a big, big fan, type 2 diabetes with our obesity rates in America specifically, and people being overweight has just skyrocketed, and I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of seeing people getting sick, and it just gets old. Like, we're getting bigger, we're getting fatter, people are just getting sick, and they don't feel good. It's time to make a change. Now, the thing is, I can tell you what to do, but you have to do it yourself. With diabetes, I'm telling you, exercising and doing some type of resistance exercise, I don't care if it's the bands, you want to get an exercise video, something really helps the body. If you, the more muscle mass you can increase, the better you can stabilize your blood sugar levels in the body. And, of course, that comes with not only just exercising, but eating well. You have to make sure you eat the right kind of foods on a regular basis. So our eating habits really do matter. And making sure that we get the right kind of foods in on a regular basis, you know, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then our healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Eating these kind of foods on a regular basis only is going to help your overall system as far as living the kind of life and the freedom you deserve, living the kind of health that you need, because you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can really come out of it. Email came in. Wendy in Buffalo, New York says that over the last year I've been walking and eating healthy, and I want to start working out with weights but never have before. What's a good way to get started? Well, on the weight training, I like to get a trainer. I think most people should get one, even if it's just for the first month, even if you just go meet with them once or twice a week. Because if you don't have a good knowledge of free weights and the machines and all that, they can really help guide you, teach you some basic routines, modify your routines, and get you to hit the goals and the results that you're looking for. And that's really the ultimate key. It's to get your body in a situation where it's balanced. And making sure that you get the foods that you need. Of course, someone like a nutritionist or a lifestyle coach can help you with that. But the exercise, I think it's really important to have someone guide you so you have good form, you don't get hurt, and you learn the differences with the tempos and how fast you need to work out and how slow you need to rest and all that sort of thing. Because all of that matters in getting results. There's such a science to exercise, fitness, and weight training. I mean, it is very, very detailed. And the more you can have someone walk with you in that, the better results you're going to get. And then you can do it on your own, and you'll be fine. But you just need a coach in the beginning of it. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.